Welcome to Deborah Byrne Psychology Services Podcast. I am Deborah Byrne, a psychologist, and your host for today. In my podcasts, I talk about a wide range of topics, including relationships, parenting, education, disability, mental health, and the most important topic I consider of all, self-care. I like to keep it informative and practical so that you can become empowered. This podcast is for adults and is for informational purposes only and should never replace your regular therapy sessions. Episode 77, Parenting Teens Part 3, Dealing with Negativity. Please note that the previous podcasts in this series already give you some techniques that you will find useful here. I didn't want to repeat them, so please check them out in episodes 75 and 74. How to deal with the negative mindset. To help you deal with and help teens deal with negativity, we need to look at teens' negative mindset and where it comes from. It's all about their brain. Remember, we spoke last time about anger and about the teen brain, how they think differently when it comes to emotions and thought patterns. Well, we need to always keep in mind when talking about negativity too. They're trying to grow up, so their old interests, activities and entertainment are no longer going to be enough. It's no longer satisfying to them as they want to be defined and treated as an adult. Plus, as they grow, they will naturally develop different interests, friends and activities. The basis for the negative mindset is centered around this idea of this early adolescence rejection of themselves as a child. This self-rejection is costly because they can't reject the child they were without rejecting parts of themselves. We have to understand that this hurts until more self-redefinition has been accomplished. This self-redefinition happens when this insecure and dissatisfied new teenager finally becomes a more confident and content adult. One way in which they manage this self-rejection is to become more critical of others, particularly at home. Parents need to realize that this is a coping mechanism and nothing more. That is not to say you should excuse bad behavior. You shouldn't excuse any bad behavior. But when we realize what is going on, we can manage our own responses better as parents. Another point I'd make here is that feeling bored will become the new norm, as they don't know what they need to fill the place of these activities, friends, hobbies, and entertainment that kept them so amused. So they fill it with being discontent. Feeling bored shouldn't be trivialized, as it also represents the new loneliness they feel, their inability to feel connected with themselves, with others, their community and the world. They really do feel disengaged, undirected and at a loose end. And when it comes to motivation, they will feel like they are running on empty. By understanding this negative mindset, you can reassure them it's normal. It's part of their body changing as much as their growth spurts and hormones are. They need to know you love them, they are normal, and that it is a safe environment in which they live in order to express how they feel to you. By understanding this mindset and modeling good emotional expression management, which I'll discuss shortly, you are setting them up for life in terms of a healthy mental health. Negative emotions are impossible to avoid. Everyone feels negative emotions from time to time. Obviously, we try to avoid them as they may be difficult, but we learn to handle them. No emotion is ever negative or positive. It is how we respond that makes it so. All emotions serve a purpose in our lives. How we model negative emotions and negative mindsets as parents is how it will be modeled in our children and teens. So what can you do to model good management of negative emotions? They need to learn how to identify the emotion. Learn to notice and identify your feelings. This takes practice. And the best way is to meditate. Teaching your child to meditate is one of the best tools you can give them for later life. While meditation will help calm you, it also helps you to slow down your thoughts and increases your ability to recognize your emotions and the thought patterns going on around those emotions. In addition to focusing on your feelings, check in with different parts of your body too. We often feel stress in our shoulders, for example, or our gut. You may also feel body sensations with certain emotions. Perhaps your face gets hot or you've noticed you grind your teeth in your sleep. Be aware of how you feel. When you have a negative emotion, name it, i.e. I'm mad, I'm sad, jealous, I'm afraid. Never hide how you feel from yourself. You might not want to broadcast your feelings to other people, but don't suppress your feelings entirely. Simply by naming the feeling and being willing to explore your feelings is a great first step. If a child isn't used to naming a feeling, it can be hard for them to name and recognize it. They need to learn this in order to respond better. Know why you feel the way you do. Figuring out what happened that got you feeling the way you do, this may be better learnt as a reflective exercise at the start. You simply reflect on what happened before you felt how you felt. Keeping a journal of these might also help, as you begin to see a pattern around a particular emotion. Don't blame. Realize your feelings are there to help you make sense of what's going on. Being able to recognize and explain your emotions isn't the same as blaming someone or something for the way you feel. How you feel when these things happen comes from inside you, not from someone else. Accept all your emotions as natural and understandable. Never judge yourself for the emotions you feel. It's normal to feel them. Simply acknowledging how you feel can help you move on. They need to learn how to take appropriate action. Once they understand and have processed what they're feeling, they can decide if they need to express this emotion. Sometimes it can be hard for them just to realize how they feel, but other times they'll want to do something to feel better. Think about the best way to express the emotion. Is this a time when you need to gently confront someone else, talk about what you're feeling with a friend, or work off the feeling by going for a run, punching a bag, crying into a pillow, etc.? You as the parent will need to give your teen a list of suggestions of appropriate responses here. If you need to ask them to talk it through with you or with another trusted adult or friend before they respond, this can help them explore their emotions and give them a fresh way of thinking about things. And nothing helps you feel more understood and cared for than the support of someone who loves you for who you are. Getting physically active helps the brain produce natural chemicals that promote a positive mood. Exercise also can release stress buildup and help you from staying stuck on negative feelings. So think about ways you can encourage exercise, even for those who aren't sports-minded. A simple walk will do wonders. Learn how to change your mood. At a certain point, you'll want to shift from a negative mood into a positive one. Otherwise, your thinking may get stuck on how bad things are, and that can drag you down into feeling worse. Try doing things that make you happy, even if you don't feel like it at the time. Having a self-care toolkit can help here. Build positive emotions. Positive feelings create a sense of happiness and well-being. They need to be banked into a daily positive bank account. Make it a habit to notice and focus on what's good in your life and journal at least a list of three things you're grateful for in your daily life. Keep a positive comments jar or have positive affirmations or quotes around your bedroom. Notice the good things even when you're feeling bad can help you shift the emotional balance from negative to positive. Get help with difficult emotions for your teen. Sometimes, no matter what you do, teens can't shake a tough emotion. If you find they are stuck in feelings of sadness or worry for more than a few weeks, or if you feel they are so upset that you think they might hurt themselves or other people, then they may need extra help. Talk to your GP or main doctor. Also, talk to their year head and the school counsellor to find out how things are going in school. Talk to their friends or their friends' families to see what's going on. Or pick up the phone and inquire with the therapist if they feel your child or teen needs therapy. Never wait with a teen or a child if you think they need help. Remember, you can always self-refer to a psychologist. Work with me. Remember, you are allowed to ask for support as a parent also. No parent is an island and you don't have to do this alone. If you need extra support, then you can work with me. We all struggle with stress and overwhelm from time to time. If you find this has become a problem for you and you'd like some support, then schedule an appointment with me. There is a link in the original blog, which I will leave in the description below. There are links to many helpful blogs and podcasts and videos in the original post, and I'll leave a link to this in the description below. thank you for listening to my podcast today. This podcast is also available in a blog format, which you can access at www.deborahburnpsychologyservices.com. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this podcast, follow me on social media at DB Psychology, or subscribe to our mailing list, which is full of freebies and keeps you up to date on the latest blogs and podcasts. Be sure to tune in next week.